Hey everyone, this podcast is part of Story Mode, the podcast network of Gamefully Unemployed. You can support us and gain access to other great exclusive podcasts like Tom and Jeff Watch Batman by heading over to patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. That's patreon.com/GAMEFULLY unemployed, which is spelled like it sounds.
Halbkasten mit Tom Reimann und David Bell.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome to another episode of Hypecast.
It's the Hypecast.
The show where we get hyped about stuff and things. I'm your co-host, Tom Reimann.
I'm your other co-host, David Bell. Look, guys, we had a guest.
We did. And then
we weren't gonna screw you again.
And then Santa Clarita caught on fire.
Yep. And now our guest cannot make it.
Mm-hmm.
They are on fire.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope you feel happy.
Yeah.
Hope you feel real proud of yourselves for that.
See what we do for you.
Yeah.
We get one of our friends to drive into a out of control brush fire.
Yep. And now they are
wildfire.
Ashes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So she'll be here next week.
Yes. Yes, she'll be here next week. Real quick, at the top of the show, I wanted to just give a quick thank you to Andrew McGuire, because he just sent me a Mansions of Madness board game in the mail.
Yeah.
Sent us.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
Taking that.
If you want to take that home with you, go right ahead.
I'm going to take that home with me.
If you want to tuck into bed with that tonight.
I do.
Be my guest. So, Andrew, thank you. Thank you so much for that. That was very kind. Just wanted to give you a shout out for that.
Yeah. We'll play it.
We'll play it. We'll do board games soonish.
Yeah.
I think
we got another one coming from another person.
Jesus. How do you know these things?
I'll have to check when it gets here. But yeah, it's a pretty big one.
Oh no.
Somebody's sending us a pretty major one.
Oh no.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Tom?
Yes.
You want to talk about some trailers?
My God. I've been waiting all day to talk about some trailers.
I know you have.
And it's finally time.
I know you have.
It's finally time to talk about the trailers.
I can see your tail wagging.
Can we do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
What are the trailers?
Well, we have two trailers that are actually not new, but we just realized we hadn't talked about them. The first one is the Doolittle trailer.
Yep.
I've seen this trailer already a
My
few times.
God.
Yeah, how did you like this trailer?
This is baffling for so many reasons.
It really is.
For one, they decided to go with like intense drama for the tone of this Dr.
Doolittle. What a wonderful world slowed down.
Yeah.
It looks like a fake Kirk Lazarus trailer.
It does. It does.
Because it hits all the check marks. It's got that gold Alice in Wonderland font that was like 2009 type font. It's got the slow down cover song. It's got that like muted gray coloring, like a lot of yellows and blues. And everything just feels like it's like in front of a shitty filter.
Yes.
Do you know who directed it?
No, but I'd read some funny things about the direction of this movie.
Okay, it's Stephen Gaggin, the director of Syriana and Traffic.
Huh.
Yeah, that's right there. That's your problem. That's your problem. And Gold. And now Doolittle. So that's weird. And apparently, yes, it was a nightmare production, is what I've read.
There's been people leaking stories about the production that just makes it sound like a big old mess.
Specifically about the director's racist dog.
Yeah, the director's racist dog.
And someone on Twitter, I think, I forget who, shared the picture of the dog with me. It might have been Star. And It looks racist. I don't know how else to describe it. You can see it looks like a racist dog.
In its eye.
It's just like, I hate to be racist against dogs, but it's like the breed. And it looks racist. So I could buy that. Yeah, this movie's going to be a hell of a fucking disaster. I can't wait to watch it.
My God. Of all the movies Robert Downey Jr. could do, why this one?
Here's why, I think. Because he earned it.
Sure.
Because Robert Downey Jr. is tired, and he's had enough money, and he has some kids.
Yeah, that's true.
And they were like, do the animal one. And he was like, sure, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, what does he care?
Yeah, I've done my indie films on the side. I've done all the Marvel movies. I probably own several islands. Fuck it, I'll do Doolittle. What, you gonna put me on a green screen for like a month? Sure.
Yeah.
Doolittle.
That's like easy for him now.
Yeah. Yeah, he knows how to green
screen
act.
Doing that shit for 10 years.
Yeah. So that's why. I think he's earned enough goodwill.
Right, he's just Brandoing out right now.
Yeah. He, other than the Avengers stuff, he has good taste.
For the most part,
but
yeah.
He's also been in a lot of stinkers over the years, too.
Yeah.
Like, he's like any actor.
Yeah.
Like, when he came back, he immediately did Gothica. Mm-hmm. That was, like, the start of his comeback.
Which is a great film.
Yeah, I like Gothica.
Perfect
okay.
motion picture, Gothica.
I was tweeting about this, as if you can watch, excuse me, I burped.
Right you into can the watch, microphone.
Right into the microphone.
Piece of shit.
You can watch In Dreams and then Gothica, uh-huh. and you get two, like, insane asylum, movies that are it's pre-recovery and post-recovery Downey Jr.
Yeah,
like he did a recovery sandwich where mm-hmm. he did two movies about asylums.
He wanted his career to have bookends.
Yeah it's weird. Yeah, Doolittle, we're gonna watch it probably.
I mean, probably. Look at that goose.
Goose, look
like
at
talking.
Those CG animals,
like talking to that gorilla.
Yeah, are we done with CGI talking animals yet? Are we done?
I don't know.
All right, when are we going to be done?
Probably when a talking animal kills somebody.
Okay. So in a couple years from
right.
now.
Right. It's the second, like, a talking ostrich just pecks a kid's face off.
Just bursts out of Elon Musk's house and kills a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just
you heard it here first, guys.
Drunk behind the wheel of a Tesla.
Yeah.
Smashes into a kid at a bus stop.
Elon's chasing like, oh no, you guys weren't ready to know about that yet.
No, my ostrich, my secret ostrich. There's a whole city of them in his house.
Oh, he better. He's rich enough, right? If I was rich, first thing I would do is try to make animals talk.
Yeah. I remember we had a protracted discussion about this, but while we were at Cracked. But the news that day when Elon Musk came out like really hard against artificial intelligence.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, no, we need to really be serious about the dangers of AI. And I'm like, did you just make Ultron in your house?
Right. Like, there's probably an Onion article about it. But like, yeah, he comes out like sweaty and bloody. Like, yeah. Hey, okay, so we shouldn't do AI.
Holding a wrench that's covered in some sort of oil slick material that nobody recognizes.
Yeah.
Did you just beat a robot to death?
Oh, man.
All he wanted was for the robot to find him some dank memes.
Right. Yeah, that's not asking much. Although a dank meme-making robot would be the first to turn evil, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it would learn.
Haven't they tested that already?
Yeah, it's like that Twitter bot that turned racist in like a day.
Became a white supremacist in hours.
Yeah, I was like, yep, that sounds perfect. That sounds exactly what that would be.
Yeah.
Next trailer.
Yes.
This is also an old one. This is the Jungle Cruise trailer. Have we not talked about this?
We haven't.
Okay. That's weird. Because I'm excited for this stupid movie.
Sure. It's like, you know, it's like another Disney-fied version of like Jewel of the Nile.
Yeah, it's been compared to the Mummy a little bit.
And look, I got a Mummy
vibe. She's uptight and he's like a grifter adventurer.
She does a ladder bit in the beginning of the trailer. She's like, oh, this is the Mummy.
But he's the Rock instead. And I love the Rock. Mm-hmm. I'm glad he's in this. But every shot, he looks like Tom Hanks and Big. Like, he looks like he doesn't belong there. Yeah. Like, his clothes don't look like they fit. And he's just like, hi, I'm a Jungle Cruise grifter. And it's like, no, you're not. You're a bodybuilder.
No, you're not. You're Dwayne the Rock Johnson. Yeah.
And I know we're long past this with, like, Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Where he's like, hi, I'm John.
I'm the Howard Kimball. I sell mattresses.
Yeah.
No.
No, you do not, sir. Yeah, so
you fire Uzis on horseback.
Yeah. Otherwise, I think they went in the right direction, which is,
well, yeah.
let's say I hired you to write a Jungle Cruise movie,
mm-hmm.
and you were like, well, I really like that money, but okay, Jungle Cruise movie.
I would go the same route. I would go juvenile African Queen. Let's yuck it up.
Yeah, and it's kind of the best way, because they begin with the idea that he has a fake Jungle Cruise using all the same bits from the ride.
Yeah.
And that's, I actually thought that was not extremely smart, I guess, but like the best way to write a Jungle Cruise. I mean,
yeah, I wish they had saved some of that for the movie. Like, it would have been fun to find out that he's a grifter, but I guess that's how we're introduced to the character.
I assume. I've been noticing lately, at least, trailers, whenever I think they've shown too much, then you watch the movie.
They
and
haven't
like,
been, yeah.
Oh, this is the first 15 minutes that they've only shown, you know? So I assume it's going to start with The Rock doing a tour, it clearly being a grift, him running into her and going off on the real adventure. And then finding some ancient bullshit. It feels like they're going, I mean, they're clearly shooting for like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, they want another Pirates.
Yeah, and you know what? I'll watch five of these.
If they make another Pirate series with The Rock instead of Johnny Depp, I'm here.
Yeah, actually, why not? Pirates of the Caribbean
put a
7
pirate hat
or whatever.
On. I don't give a shit. Yeah.
Have him play Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, who fucking cares?
That'd be so good.
Yeah.
Not at all the same attempt to be that character either.
No, he's gonna play it like The Rock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would watch that.
Delightful.
Speaking of movies I want 7 of,
mm-hmm.
this next trailer is for Vin Diesel's Bloodshot.
Bloodshot. Oh, my goodness.
I really appreciated that they... This is one where you could say it says too much. But when I started watching the trailer, I was like, oh, that's clearly a memory implant. And then the trailer was like, it's a memory implanted in him. And I was like, oh, okay.
I had the same thought where it's when they show that reveal. It's like, oh, that maybe should have been something you save. But then it's like,
it was so obvious though. Or at least it felt obvious to me.
I wasn't that present when I was watching.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So maybe I wasn't thinking that hard about the intricacies of the plot of Vin Diesel's Bloodshot.
Maybe, I mean, they could have hit it if the trailer was different. But
it seems like that's a first act reveal.
Yes.
So it's like that's not what the movie is. And then as the trailer went on, I was like, oh, okay, I get why they showed us this, because this is sort of what makes this movie unique.
Yeah.
And then it's like, yeah, he's got superpowers, but they're also fucking with his they're mementoing him, which is appropriate because the bad guy is Guy Pearce.
Yes, he is. Yeah, guys, if you haven't watched the trailer, the idea is Vin Diesel is a robot. And he wakes
he's
up.
Full of nanobots that repair his body.
Okay, he's a T. What was the one in Genesis that John Connor was? He's one of those, basically. He's like
I don't know.
He's like a T-1000. He's
sure.
a T-1000.
Yeah.
And he wakes up, and they're like, "You're going to be our assassin." He's like, "Not until I kill the person who killed my wife." And you show his memories of it, and then he goes off and kills that person, and then they reset his brain, and you realize that every single time he wakes up, they give him a new wife avenging story, which I believe is like the twist in other movies. Like, I'm pretty sure I've watched a movie like a Total Recall type twist.
Memento.
Or Memento. Memento has a better twist because he's Total Recalling himself. And oh, I guess in Total Recall, he's Total Recalling,
total recalling
himself as well.
Yeah.
Memento ripped off Total Recall.
Not at all.
Not even a little bit.
I'm not going to follow you on that one.
Yeah. But there's like, I like that we're getting more sophisticated where
fuck it, try something.
Yeah. Well, I just like the idea that what would normally have been a twist of any other sci-fi is the inciting incident.
Yeah.
And as a society, we're just gonna, I feel like it's gonna keep doing that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like the entire movie Ex Machina is gonna be like
act one.
Yeah, an act one of a future movie. Of just like, okay, so there's a self-aware robot, all that escaped, fucking hanging out in the city. Now let's go. Like, it's kind of cool.
And that short circuit.
What?
And that short circuit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gonna join a gang.
Why haven't we done more short circuits?
Probably because of Fisher Stevens' incredibly racist caricature in that film.
Yeah, they could cut him out.
Yeah,
don't have to make a sequel.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Man, that's a weird thing that happened, huh?
It sure is.
Yeah. Yeah, this, I never read the comics. Did you read the comics?
No. I'm aware of them, but I've never read them. I know that they made zero effort to make Vin Diesel look like the character, which
that's
is
fine.
Why he's Vin Diesel.
Yeah. I just want Vin Diesel to have his own time again. I want it to be the summer of Diesel.
Honestly,
I want five of these movies.
Right, of course. I was going to say, honestly, it's been the time of Diesel longer than it hasn't been.
Yeah.
Like, he had, like, a few years in the mid-2000s where he wasn't on top of the world, and then Fast Five Fast and Furious came around. And
that's fair. I just haven't seen him in a while.
That's true.
And Hobbs and Shaw felt like they took his thunder because he's not in it.
Yeah. Well, I know they're planning on ending Fast and Furious after one or two more.
Okay.
And then, so that's why they're spinning out into other movies so that they can keep doing them.
I hope they spin it out into Vin Diesel, but honestly, I want Bloodshot to be the next, the next Marvel Avengers movie. Like, mm-hmm. I want it to make $1 billion.
Yes.
And I want everybody to go to Vin Diesel, and Vin Diesel will be like, come crawling back, I see. You all want the Diesel. Well, we're going to get a new Last Witch Hunter.
Yep, we're going to get another Riddick.
We're going to get another Riddick. We're going to get XXX 4, 5, and 6.
That's right.
And this is all for you, Dave. Mm-hmm. I'm Vin Diesel. Like,
it's me, your pal, Vin
it's
Diesel.
Me, your pal, your best friend, Vin Diesel. Why can't we live in that world?
I don't know. I want to. Yeah, so hopefully it makes all the money so we get sequels to all of those films.
Yeah.
Maybe a Babylon AD too. I don't know.
Yeah, fuck it.
Never seen that.
If we're dreaming, yeah.
So fuck it. Let's reach for the stars.
We did mention another Riddick.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Okay, good. I don't know what the fuck that would be.
I could use another Riddick. Well, obviously he has to do battle with Carl Urban.
Oh, you're right.
Because Carl Urban betrayed him and left him stranded on a doo-doo brown planet.
Riddick is the weirdest.
It's a bizarre
fucking
franchise.
Because imagine if they made Alien, and then they were like, so you know what we need to do? Follow Sigourney Weaver into an entirely new adventure not involving aliens. Like, that's what they did.
Yes.
They were like, you know what? Vin is the star. And they were kind of right. Because.
Yeah.
But then they went back.
Then they went back, yeah.
And that was probably a mistake.
It's not a terrible movie, but yeah.
It's not a terrible movie. No, it's a fine movie, but like it was like they called their shot and then they walked it back.
Yeah,
it was like quitting your job and then coming in the next day where they made a big proclamation.
Didn't you quit? No, I don't understand about.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't understand about.
Yeah, I get upset sometimes. Sometimes I say things I don't mean. You know, I make a movie.
Sometimes I blow out a whole sci-fi universe with Dame Judi Dench.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes that happens.
What a great... I gotta watch Riddick again.
Yeah, you do.
It's great.
Everyone at home needs to watch Riddick again as well.
Everybody watch Riddick again.
Chronicles of Riddick we're talking about.
Yes, not Riddick.
Riddick is fine.
These are different things.
Yes.
Speaking of space,
mm-hmm.
The next one is Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker.
Blah, blah.
Yep. New trailer.
New
final trailer.
Star Wars.
So they're really just committing to doing the same thing as the original trilogy, huh?
Yep.
Where they're like, we're going to the Ewok planet.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing all the stuff again.
Get a little bit more ice planet, some water fight planet. We're dipping into Attack of the Clones a little bit there.
Yeah, a little bit.
Emperor's back.
Because
why wouldn't he be?
Yeah, fuck it.
It's not like he got thrown into a reactor 30 years ago and exploded, and that was the entire point of the arc of those original three movies.
No.
It's not like that was the point of those movies.
No. I mean, fuck it. Bring back Vader. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
They might.
Disney wants to bring Vader back.
They want to bring back all the toys people like.
Exactly. Yeah. Because you know what you don't have to do with a Vader toy is you don't got to get anybody's likeness for a Vader toy.
That's true.
Although they secure that shit pretty hard.
Yeah.
So, I don't care.
I've always been kind of middle of the road. And I think I've always been a centrist, a Star Wars centrist.
Sure.
And you've kind of tilted me towards, I don't know, was it the left or the right in terms of...
I'm not sure what this, with your analogy.
This analogy doesn't work. Because I didn't grow up on Star Wars. I didn't like the prequels. I like the originals, mm-hmm. because obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
And then these are fine, I guess.
I haven't...
But they're not great.
No, and I haven't revisited it. I mean, and that's... I repeat my opinion on Star Wars a lot. Like, yeah. I recognize that these films are not for me. They're meant to bring in a whole new generation of fans.
Little kids, yeah.
And that's fine.
I think some of the most endearing reminders of that is if you watch footage of the Star Wars theme park at Disney and the little kids, like, mm-hmm. fighting Vader. And,
sure.
Like, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I'm fine with that. It's just, it's weird to me that here we are at episode 9, and I don't care.
Well, here's, okay.
Here's I have nothing emotionally invested in this trilogy, and it bums me out, but I don't know.
I like Rey, all right. I like a lot of the characters. They haven't gotten much to do, they're charismatic as shit.
That's part of my problem is I like all the characters in theory, but like Finn and Poe spent the entire last movie standing on a ship in the slowest chase in history.
Well, that's the thing is that I think what it is that...
Oh, and then Poe went to a gambling planet.
Yes, the gambling planet.
And then we got a digression about the horrors of war profiteering.
That was real weird. They're meant for kids. I get that.
They are.
I think just because they're meant for kids doesn't mean we can't hope that they would be better narratively.
Yes.
Because that's kind of what it comes down to. Is I think their directors have been good. I think J.J. Abrams is a good director.
He's a good action director.
Yeah, I think Rian Johnson's a great director.
Yes.
I think the fact that they've been planning it as they go, writing it as they go,
yeah,
have no clear direction. Like, that's something everybody should keep in mind. And I don't know if the original Star Wars was any different. Like, I think they wrote the first one. I think they got lucky, as we've learned from the prequels, like Lucas.
Yeah.
Not completely sure what he's doing.
No. Some basic endpoints, but I think that was about it.
But I think the difference is that Lucas...
Well, there's no one person overseeing
it. Exactly. There's no one person who's keeping it in their head.
Yeah. No, nobody had
Kathleen Kennedy has been sort of tossing it to people.
And yeah, that she delegates. She's a legendary fucking producer.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, that's the issue. One of the issues, but like I think it all goes back to this main issue where it's like nobody had a vision for this trilogy.
The vision was
let's
do
make
more
$1 billion. Yeah. Yeah,
and you know what, they're gonna...
Oh yeah, and
the prequels did too. We realize it's bad after the fact.
I enjoyed the prequels even though they're terrible movies. I rewatch those more often than I've rewatched these new ones. But
that's a different discussion. I think the prequels are more entertainingly bad and more of a spectacle. They get very dull at times.
They do. At least it was different.
I don't mind different. Yeah.
And the last thing I'll say about it is circling back to that point about how it's like, yeah, I accept that these are not for me. They're meant to, you know, lure in new fans and everything. But I also reject the very common criticism. When anytime anybody levels a negative opinion about the new Star Wars, it's like, you're getting mad about these kids' movies. And I'm like,
So are the Marvel films. Everything they make are for kids.
But it's like, they are meant to appeal to kids, but they're not...
Oh yeah,
they're not making billions of dollars on a kids movie.
Yeah,
they're making a movie that is meant to appeal to every single person on the planet.
Yeah, and a lot of those people are fucking Star Wars nerds.
Exactly.
Which Star Wars nerds, I know Jeff May had this stand up about this
yeah.
where it's like, it's not a niche group. It hasn't been for a very long time. but I guess so were the prequels were kids movies.
Oh yeah.
And that's why there's a lot of
Phantom Menace is explicitly a change.
Yeah, there's more nostalgia now for the prequels. And I think people look back at them, people younger than us, look back at them with fondness. It doesn't change that they sucked in a fundamental way. And again, there's a lot that I enjoyed in the prequels. They were fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of like a storytelling, in terms of... You know,
it's very bad and sloppy. Yeah.
I just did an Unpops, and we were talking about Scorsese's criticism of Marvel,
mm-hmm.
and I get that, but I kind of wish he had focused on the Star Wars is a better example.
Right, it's the same beast he's complaining about.
Yeah, and Marvel, I think, is better written.
Yes, Marvel is better executed, for sure.
And so that I think that's what it is that these movies aren't just fundamentally are broken, and it's frustrating to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I don't know, if you're a kid or if you are enough of a Star Wars fan or if you just don't care and you enjoy it, that's great.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Be aware of what block booking is, though.
What's...
Block booking is the supposedly illegal practice that Disney openly engages in now, because who the fuck is going to say anything?
Oh, okay, yeah.
When they say, okay, you can show Rise of Skywalker, but you also got to show these three other shitty Disney movies.
Right. It's like we have to, it's like we're supposed to, it's like big companies should be broken into smaller companies.
It's almost like it's bad for one company to own everything.
It feels that way, but I don't know what we're gonna do about it.
Right. Yeah, what can we do about
it?
So yeah, Disney uses Marvel and Star Wars movies to force theaters to only screen Disney movies, or to screen Disney movies on a large number of their screens to force out competition for their studios. They are a shitty company.
Yep. Oh, Disney.
Yeah.
Speaking of things that are maybe Nazis, the next thing is The Devil Next Door.
Yes.
Does that work? Does that segue work?
Yeah, that was... No, you nailed it.
Okay.
I mean, Star Wars is space Nazis.
Yeah, I was thinking like Walt Disney. I don't think he liked the Jews. No, I don't think he cared for the Jews.
Probably not.
The Devil Next Door is a Netflix documentary.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the next big thing, it hopes. And it's about a guy who might be a Nazi in real life. And I bet if you Googled his name, you'd find out. I'm not Googling his name.
Right. This clearly happened while, you know, Nuremberg trials were still in recent... Like, when we were still tracking down SS guards and escape Nazis and shit. So it looks like the 70s, maybe the 80s.
Yeah. He sort of has to be a Nazi, right? Narratively speaking, if the ending is like, man, he's not a Nazi...
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying, narratively, if you're making a documentary about it, the answer is just... But if... Sorry, what were you going
to
say?
I was going to say the documentary, because it's trying to be the next, like, Making a Murderer, which is a wildly irresponsible documentary, is being irresponsible, I think, this trailer.
Yeah, because the other thing is in the trailer, they say, like, it could happen to anyone. And I'm like,
no, it can't.
I think what they mean probably is anyone could be a secret Nazi, like your neighbors. I think that's what they're trying to say.
Not the way they're framing it in the trailer.
Exactly. Yeah. They seem like it's like anybody can turn around and accuse you of being a Nazi and then they'll tear you apart. And it's like, I hope that isn't the goddamn message
right,
of this movie.
Because it's not what, like, it's not just, oh, he's a Nazi. It's more specific than that. He is a war criminal.
Yeah.
Is the accusation.
Yeah.
Those accusations do not get lobbed around.
Right. That's the other thing is that if the other thing is like anybody around you could be a Nazi, it's like, not like that.
Not like
I know
that.
In another way, yes. Yeah. But not like that specific type of, that's a rare type of Nazi you're running into there.
And most of the Nazis around you, you can tell.
Yeah.
They kind of let you know in 2019.
Oh, yeah. They feel almost emboldened.
Yeah, one might say. One might say.
Yeah, so I hope this has, because, yeah, Nazis are in right now.
They're very chic.
They're very chic.
They're very vogue.
So I hope this trailer isn't just Netflix saying that. Like,
no,
Nazis
very...
are in. Let's do a Nazi thing. I hope that it has something to say.
I hope so, too. I'm very curious to watch it. This is...
Yeah. Again, could probably Google it at any time and find out.
Yeah, and I'm sure it... I mean, it probably happened within my lifetime.
Yeah.
While, you know, my family's still living in Europe and shit. So
right.
It's like, we probably heard about this.
Yeah.
Probably affected people we knew.
Yeah, this looks like it could even be like, I guess it's probably like the 70s.
It looks 70s, like 70s,
80s-ish,
or,
yeah.
70s, early 80s, it looks like.
Yeah.
Just judging by the footage.
Yeah, I think this is going to be, interesting.
The age
watch,
of the parties involved.
Yeah, and the cameras, the big old fucking cameras.
Big old fuck off cameras.
Yeah. Next trailer is for Antlers.
Antlers.
So I was talking to you before this, that a lot of the articles are complaining that it shows too much, and you kind of said the same thing.
I feel that way too, but I think I get it.
Yeah, because I guess this is what I assumed, because I think what by too much you mean the monster. They show the monster,
and they I think they show the monster, and they show explicitly what the kid's relationship is to the monster,
right?
And sort of like, whereas the first trailer we got was just narration of him reading a report in school, and we know that he's feeding something in his basement,
right? I think this might be too much information. But I also kind of trust them not to give away whatever the plot.
I feel like
is.
I don't know. I feel like it could go either way. I feel like maybe because this trailer got a lot more coverage than the original trailer that came out, and I suspect what might have happened is the reaction to the original trailer was negative from people who are like, "Oh, we don't want another It Comes at Night."
Right, they're very scared of that.
So, like, in this trailer, they're like, "No, there's a monster. We promise."
Yeah, there's a big old,
there's
big
a
old
fucking monster. Even though it seemed pretty clear from that original trailer.
Well,
I'm
they
like,
do show
there's
a monster
in
the original trailer
in silhouette, right?
Yeah, they show like the last shot we see in this one.
Right, that's true. They just show you the big antler thing.
Yeah, you know, this looks fun. The plot description is that it's a teacher who's worried about a kid.
Yeah, and we got that from the original trailer.
Yeah, and this trailer kind of gives away the thing where he's this kid feeding this monster, living alone in a house, and it gets out.
That's the main thing that I was
thinking
about, is that they show that it escapes.
Yes. I think the big mystery is going to still be what the kids... We know the kid's keeping the monster, but I think there's going to be more to... Obviously, the question is why.
Well, he says dad in the trailer.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, it's his papa monster?
It's probably a family member that has turned into a monster.
That's cool. Or he was raised by a monster.
Or he was raised by the monster. Or a third thing, it's misleadingly cut.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe it's just like the monster's like, call me Papa.
Mm-hmm.
Call me Papa Monster.
Call me Papa.
Yeah.
I want it to be Jeff Bridges doing his Crazy Heart voice.
Yeah.
His this is the director of Crazy Heart.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Shit. Maybe it's like maybe the kid's killing people and the monster's just in his head. That would be dumb.
We've seen that movie a lot.
Yeah. It just seems like there could be other things, but
there could be, yeah.
I don't know.
A little film called Pinocchio's Revenge, which is exactly that.
Is it?
Yeah, the Pinocchio, the whole movie plays out.
Spoiled
Pinocchio's Revenge. It plays out kind of like High Tension, where like the doll keeps coming to life and murdering people.
Does
and the
doll
like,
fuck
no,
a severed head?
It. Does not fuck a severed head.
Damn.
Unfortunately, and then the reveal is that the doll never came to life, and it's just been a little kid murdering people.
Okay, you get down with that?
No, yeah, I can fuck with some.
Watch Pinocchio's Revenge.
Watch Pinocchio's Revenge. Right? Okay, we'll watch it on Friday. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, but this looks great.
Yeah, no, I'm into this. Again, Carrie Russell and Jesse Plemons.
Yeah,
solid cast.
Yeah, fucking fighting Antler Man.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be good. Final trailer for Let It Snow.
This is a Netflix teen holiday rom-com.
Yep, it's a Love Actually for teens.
Yeah.
I applaud the trailer for setting up a nipple joke and then paying it off at the end.
It does, yeah.
I'll probably never watch this.
No, I'm sure I won't. Why would I?
Yeah,
this is I don't generally watch teen comedies.
Yeah, rom-coms are weird because it kind of, I never think to watch them. And then when I do, I enjoy them.
Yeah.
Because they're formulaic, but they're a lot of fun, like action movies
or horror
movies.
They're formulaic in a comforting way.
Yeah, like I Love Actually is a bonkers film, but I don't know. It never fails to sort of get me. Or While You Were Sleeping, good one.
While You Were Sleeping is a solid film.
Yeah. Or The Lake House. We should watch The Lake House one of these Fridays. I don't see why not.
We could definitely expose our patrons to The Lake House.
There's not enough time travel romantic
movies. I own it on Amazon Prime.
Oh, good. Delightful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to question
it wasn't, it wasn't available for rent.
Okay. Yeah, then you got to buy it.
And I was showing Marina a bunch of Keanu movies because she hadn't ever seen Speed. And
okay.
She was like, "Have you seen The Lake House?" And I'm like, "I haven't."
Yeah, that's She's the like, unofficial
we
got, sequel.
We got to rent it. So I said, "Okay," but it wasn't available for rent. So I was like, "You know what? We're gonna buy The Lake House."
Yeah, The Lake House is like it's like Speed and The Lake House is like Fish Called Wanda, Fierce Creatures.
Mm-hmm.
It's a spiritual sequel.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't fucking let it snow. I don't know if you. It's weird because I guess what I was getting at is then you take a romantic comedy and you're like, now here are they're teenagers, and I'm just like, well, I'm not a pervert. I'm not gonna watch a bunch of teens try to bang unless it's like a fun comedy.
Right.
But this is like romantic comedy where it's like sappy and shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, this is clearly not for me.
Not for me.
I don't belong here.
No.
Like it's like
wandering into a high school party.
Exactly. Or like a Chuck E. Cheese where it's like, no, I need to go.
Yeah, I should. You know what? I immediately can tell this. I'll let myself out.
Yeah, this is weird.
You know what? This was weird. Immediately bad idea.
Yep.
I'd be looking around, like I would expect to get like a call from the FBI if I started watching this movie.
Yeah, exactly. It's just it feels wrong.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's good. Mm-hmm. I haven't looked into it.
Oh, it's got Ned from the Spider-Man movies.
It's got Ned, and I'm happy to see Ned.
I'm pro Ned.
Yeah, because right now. Ned's only, he's only got them Spider-Mans and...
Right, I don't even know his name. I'm calling him Ned.
Yeah, and he's very good. He's very good in them Spider-Mans. So it's fun to see him branch out and hopefully, I don't know, fucking make a career for himself somewhere.
Sure.
There's too many actors. There's too many, like, kid actors and shit.
Well, they all get old and die, so it's fine.
Yeah, that's true. There's, the girl in this looks like a person.
That's
not Don Draper's kid.
The
is
credits,
it?
It might be.
It felt like the old Blackcoat's daughter or whatever.
Yeah, Sabrina.
Sabrina. Yeah, she's one that I'm like, I really want to see her. Because she was, if that is her, she was fantastic in Mad Men. So
it is her.
Okay. I want to see her do more better stuff.
Oh, and Joan Cusack is in it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
They needed some adult in there.
Yeah, you
got to
get one
mix.
Adult in there.
But
might
yeah.
as well be Joan Cusack.
Yeah, why not? She's got nothing to do. Unless they make Toys 2. Oh, they can't make Toys 2.
Mm.
Oh, I just bummed myself out.
No, I just make it be about LL Cool J.
That's true. They could do that.
They could.
And I'd watch it.
Mm-hmm. Should we move on?
Yeah.
All right.
News stories, you guys.
Yeah!
Last of Us 2 is never going to come out. The release date has been pushed again.
Yeah.
We're never gonna play this
game.
When
did it get pushed to?
I don't know.
Because they just pushed the release date for Doom Eternal as well.
Doom Eternal, I trust. Because they, you know, haven't been that long. Last of Us 2, that wasn't even a PS4 game.
No, it was PS3.
Yeah. Same with GTA, right?
GTA 5?
Yeah, wasn't GTA 5 originally a PS? That's weird to think about, that Rockstar is really milking their GTAs.
It remains the best-selling game, GTA 5.
Yeah, and they're sitting back like, yeah, why would we ever make another one?
May of 2020. May 29th, 2020.
I can wait.
So it's pushing back 3 months. Doom and I believe The Last of Us, they're doing this because of all the negative publicity around Rockstar and crunch time.
Oh, well then I'm not going to complain.
That's the reason.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
They're not. They don't want to.
Yeah, let's
kill
pay
their
our
workforce. Yeah,
let's pay people correctly and not make them work 100 hours a week.
Because it's a bad.
And if
look.
I get something a few months later, that's fine.
And I respect them for it because, as many gamers have made abundantly clear on the internet, they don't care.
Exactly.
They will buy the game anyway.
That's why
I bought Red Dead 2 anyway.
Yep. That's why I'm really supportive of this because the only people who have the power to change it are the companies.
Are the developers, yeah.
Yep. And they sort of don't have any financial incentive for doing it.
Nope.
But I think people have feelings, right?
Yes.
And if you're in charge of a bunch of people, and if you're not a total sociopath, you see the pain you're causing those people.
They also have... Rockstar could have done this too, but they didn't. They also have the benefit of being too... Like Last of Us 2 and Doom Eternal, they're both like... You know, those are automatic hits, right? Those are going to sell a ton of copies.
Uh-huh.
So they have sort of like, they have the leverage to be like, hey, we can move this back. It's still going to sell a million copies 3 months later than it would have.
It's the same with the Avengers stuff. And
where
it's like, we've talked about this, where Marvel should be more progressive than they are.
Yeah.
Because fucking, what are people going to do? You know, like they're the most popular thing in the world. They should be leading the way, setting the example.
Exactly.
And these games as well should be like, fucking wait.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Did you see what we did with Battlefront 2?
Yeah.
You'll take all the shit we can shovel you.
Oof.
Yeah. So we're gonna shovel you shit to benefit our employees. And that's
it's not even shoveling you shit. All you gotta do is wait.
Exactly. Like, it's nothing compared to things fans.
Compared to Battlefront 2, where it's like, yeah, it came out on time, it was bad.
Yeah, it was bad, and we made you pay for a bunch of stuff.
There's that one developer, I can't remember, it might be Kojima. Who's making Death Stranding, it's coming out. It's either Kojima or Miyamoto. It's one of the big names in game development. Once said that a bad game is bad forever.
Yeah.
To like justify taking your time on this shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Same, and it can be applied to anything. A bad movie, any creative endeavor. If pushing it out to get it out on time, if it sucks, it's going to suck forever.
Well, we've seen a trend where now there's something called the betas that come out.
And just stay in beta forever.
Yeah. Right? But like we were just talking about how apparently No Man's Sky is good now.
Yes.
So like there is apparently another philosophy where they're like, we put it out and then we finish it. And that probably shouldn't be a thing they do anymore.
No.
But like Red Dead Online was in beta mode for a while. And then, yeah, there's some games that just stay that way.
Yeah.
I guess it all comes to, take another 3 months, Last of Us 2.
Yeah, take your time, please.
You're going to be one of the biggest games I play next year.
Oh, yeah. No, they're going to be one of the biggest games anyone plays next year.
Yeah.
It's
going to be huge. I'm very excited for it. There's a Richard Nixon biopic coming.
In addition to the Oliver Stone one we already had?
Yeah, I guess. It's a series. Sorry, this is a series, a limited series.
I'm sorry, didn't... Oliver Stone did do Nixon with Anthony Hopkins, right?
I don't know. I've never seen it because the idea of Anthony Hopkins playing Nixon...
It was bonkers.
Yeah, that
like it didn't make any time. It didn't make any sense at the time.
That scares and confuses me.
Yes, it is Oliver Stone. Okay. Fucking Powers Booth is in it.
Who does he play?
Alexander Haig.
I don't know who that is.
Joan Allen played Pat Nixon.
Okay.
Ah, yeah, Bob Hoskins is J. Edgar Hoover. Fuck me up, Bob Hoskins.
I'm going to watch this movie.
Ed Harris plays E. Howard Hunt.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, man. Who's
Why
Kissinger?
Haven't I watched
Paul
Nixon?
Paul Sorvino is Kissinger.
Jesus.
My God.
Oh.
J.T. Walsh is Ehrlichman. Wow.
This sounds fucking great.
This is an amazing cast.
We don't know anything about this Nixon.
No.
But I don't know. This seems like a... This is another one where I think they were like, what's relevant right now? Ah, Nixon? Shitty presidents.
Yeah.
Let's get a Nixon miniseries.
Nixon up in here. Sure.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. I'll watch it.
I'm going to have to watch this Anthony Hopkins Nixon now.
Yeah, I think I might have to watch this as well.
Insane.
How long is it? Like
four and a half? It's like 4 hours. It's an Oliver Stone movie from the 90s.
I'm doing Oliver Stone like back to back.
3 hours and 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Fuck your time.
Yeah. I'm Oliver Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. Let's watch Nixon.
Yeah, let's just put Nixon on.
Mm-hmm. Like put the microphones up
to
the speaker and you can all hear Nixon for the next 3.5 hours. Nixon cast. We can probably do that. What's the next one? Hocus Pocus sequel.
Yeah, for Disney Plus.
Yeah. Probably not going to have the same cast.
Oh, I'm sure not.
So, Disney Plus is just...
It's just the Disney Channel.
Yes. Remember I was thinking of when they did straight to DVD Disney sequels.
Yeah.
Disney loves putting out trash sequels.
Yes.
They love it.
Yes.
And they sort of try not to. Like they're like a junkie.
They mete it out.
Yeah, where like I think Pixar came in, they're like, you're not doing that shit anymore, Disney.
Mm-hmm.
You're clean from now on. And they're like, okay, and we'll make a Frozen 2. But then they're just like, nah, I have to make Hocus Pocus 2, and they just shit that thing out.
Because it's cheap.
Yep. And
the DVD
thing was
like it's cheap and you can just make a lot of money. Yeah. And kids are like, oh, let's watch Little Mermaid 2. What are you going to do? Say no.
Yeah, I've said it before and I'll say it again. The Cinderella 3 is great.
Sure.
I like Cinderella 3 more than the original Cinderella.
Hocus Pocus 2 is definitely meant to draw people our age to Disney Plus as if they weren't already going to get it for all the other.
It feels like one of those things where Twitter, they're always talking about a Hocus Pocus 2.
Exactly. It occupies the same mind share as like Space Jam 2.
Yeah.
It's like people lose their fucking mind for Hocus Pocus.
I don't think they're going to realize. I don't think they realize that it's not going to work.
Well, that's why Disney's doing it on a streaming service.
Yes.
It's like, here, give us, $10 and... or $15 and watch this Hocus Pocus sequel.
Right. I think
coming to Disney Plus.
I think all streaming services now, it's weird because it's not about one movie anymore. Mm-mm. It's about throwing a bunch.
Yeah.
And like not any one of those movies has to be exciting enough. But if you put them all together, if that's exciting enough. So like you put Hocus Pocus 2 next to Lady and the Tramp and stuff where it's like, okay, none of those are movies I want to watch. But together they make a super movie that I want to watch. And I guess it works, but there's still... There continues to be nothing on Disney Plus I want to watch, except for The Mandalorian.
Mandalorian's about it.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe I can con my way into some screeners.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Shit, I forgot my train of thought. I hate this.
Hocus Pocus?
Hocus Pocus.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Disney Plus. Doesn't matter.
No, none of this matters.
No, my brain is just breaking right now. I know I had something important I wanted to say.
This is all going to be irrecoverable when the alien architects come.
Yeah.
Or archaeologists come.
They're going to listen to this and they're going to be like, what the fuck?
They're not going to be able to. Oh. I mean, their devices are not going to be compatible with ours. They're just going to see this blasted ruin.
That's true.
Pick up all of these laptops and...
Oh, you're just saying nothing matters.
Yeah,
it
none of this
matter.
Matters.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. That's fair. If there even is aliens, we could just be a smoldering rock that never gets discovered.
Spinning forever through
until
space.
It just slowly decays over billions of years and then we're forgotten forever.
I'm into that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
I'm down with that. Tom, you want to hear about a movie that deserves more hype?
Oh, my God. I thought you would never ask. Yes, I want to hear about a movie that deserves more hype.
Yeah. All right. I want to start with a hype date. We talked about The Nightingale on this.
Yes.
It is the... director of The Witch? No, The Babadook.
Babadook.
She made this movie that we've talked about before. And I think it went to theaters or limited.
Yeah.
But the news is it's out today. The day you're listening to this, The Nightingale is out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So maybe check out The Nightingale, you guys.
Yeah, I will be.
Yeah, check out The Nightingale Wounds, which we also talked about on this.
Yeah, that's on Hulu, right?
That's on Hulu. And Parasite, check that out if you have access to that one. That's not in streaming yet.
It's in still limited release, but it's killing it on like only a few hundred screens. It's nuts.
Yeah, it's doing great. So let me tell you about a new movie that deserves more hype.
Tell me.
It's called Les Miserables.
Mm.
Not that one.
Mm.
Not the other one either. You're thinking of different things.
Yeah.
This is coming out January 2020. Mm-hmm. It is France's, I believe, contender for Best Foreign Picture for the next Oscars.
All right.
It's described as like the French Wire. The Wire. It's not the Victor Hugo novel.
No, not at all.
But it takes place in the same neighborhood in 2005. And Les Miserables, I never saw it, but I know it leads to the June Rebellion in Paris. This leads to the 2005 French riots in Paris.
Yeah.
And it looks pretty fucking cool. The director hasn't done much. He did a short that was a version of this. And I guess it's the same, basically, spirit of Les Miserables, but it's...
Yeah, kind of similar.
Yeah, it's like street crime and crooked cops, and someone steals a tiger in the trailer.
In this.
And that's fucking awesome.
A lion. It's a lion.
A lion, sorry. So
it's a twist I did not expect.
No, I did not expect that, too. So, yeah, fucking French The Wire. I feel like that's enough.
It looks pretty good.
Yeah. There's nothing outrageous about this.
It just looks really good.
Pretty good, yeah. And it sort of mirrors the same tone as Les Miserables.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. There's no singing. There's no singing.
As far as we know.
Oh, fuck. That's kind of a deal breaker, but maybe not. I don't know. Everybody check out the trailer because it's sort of out there. It's going to be it's on Amazon Studios. Did I mention it's coming out January 2020?
Did, yeah.
Yeah. So we got a couple months for this one. But
let the anticipation build. Let the hype bubble to a fever pitch.
Yeah, I think if you can stand reading little fucking words on the bottom of the screen, I think it's going to be a good, very good movie. I don't think it'll win Best Foreign Picture because Parasite.
Parasite's got that locked in.
Yeah.
I will say that watching this trailer, I found myself missing what was being said because I was focusing so hard on the performances, which doesn't usually happen to me when I watch a subtitle movie.
Right.
Like, I'm so, like, I was like, I gotta know what's going on, I gotta know what's going on. But the performances that are being, that they're showing that are in this movie were, like, so intense and captivating.
Yeah.
I was just watching the actors without realizing, like, wait, I don't know what the fuck they're saying.
Yeah, yeah. They should get good people to dub this because I think it'll be a problem. Because, yeah, it looks fucking top-notch in terms of the performances and the directing and all that shit. Again, French The Wire. If you like The Wire and you like French people, or you're fine with French people.
Or you have no opinion on French people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anything but hate.
Mm-hmm.
You'll probably enjoy this.
It looks good. It
looks real good. So, yeah, check it out. Les Miserables. Just Google it. First thing you get will probably be
I'm sure it's
going to
undoubtedly be the first thing you get.
Yeah.
I think that's a sode.
That was definitely a sode.
Oh, my God, you guys, we did it. We lasted another week.
Yep.
So many trailers.
Yeah, so too many. Too many
too
trailers.
Too many. Dave, you wanna tell them about what we got going on?
Yeah, I think I do. Guys, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. On it, we have all sorts of special tiers, including exclusive podcasts called Fox Mulder is a Maniac and Tom and Jeff Watch Batman. That's like our base tier. You can check that out. Great shows. We have a tier where you can fucking watch movies with us every Fridays, which is tonight. We'll probably watch Nixon. Isn't that great? Don't you want to watch Nixon?
You want to watch 3.5 hours of Nixon?
Yeah, you do. So yeah, check that shit out. It's great.
Yeah, we also got a store, tpublic.com/store/gamefullyunemployed. We got shirts and stickers. I had an idea that we should turn Doc Arby's Croc feminist icon thing
that
into
would be
a sticker.
A good sticker. Oh, a sticker.
It's got a blank dialogue box, so you can write in whatever you want for him to say as a feminist icon.
Oh, shit. What a good idea.
Yeah, with obvious thanks to Jamie Loftus.
Oh, yeah.
The phrase.
And Doc Garvey.
And Doc Garvey, yeah. And posters and stuff. We got new stuff coming.
We should make... They don't offer socks.
We should make socks.
I need socks, and I might as well have socks with my fucking
you
face
might as
on
well,
them.
Yeah. Who could...
We do our faces on each sock.
Right, yeah. Just always looking up at you.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. Wouldn't you guys like our faces on your feet?
Yeah, you would.
On your feetses?
You fucking would, you weirdos.
All right. Let's be done.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Our music is produced by Chris Corlew. You can follow him on Twitter at TheCorlew, C-O-R-L-E-W, and find more music at shipwreckedsailor.bandcamp.com. Our artwork is produced by Justin Brown. You can follow him on Twitter at Justin T. Brown, and find more of his artwork at artnessbyjustinbrown.com and justinbrown.info.